It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It is time to talk sports here on Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company in Indianapolis. To get more information on them, AAARoofingCompany.com. Well, congratulations to Warren Central. They finished the undefeated season with a 4A championship. They got the win over Carmel. And, of course, college hoops take center stage this weekend. And Loyola, yes, is this year's feel-good story. They're into the Final Four. They take on Michigan Saturday night. The number one seeds, Villanova and Kansas, are on the other side of the bracket. Of course, a lot of people are talking about 98-year-old Sister Jean, but I want to bring in Jerry Harkness. He was the captain of the 1963 national champion Loyola Rambler team, and he joins us right now here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Mr. Harkness, congratulations on your alma mater. I bet you're having a lot of fun with this, aren't you?
Oh, to say the least, the key to it all is that, just like he did, everybody else is doing it, congratulating me for them. And I understand what they're doing, but it's kind of funny because these guys have worked so hard and they've done just a superb job in preparing themselves for the NCAA tournament.
Well, I mean, Jerry Harkness, you were on that team in 63 that won and shocked everybody, and you guys probably a lot of memories. I've been doing a lot of research in the last week about you, and I didn't realize you guys played all – you had five starters that pretty much played every minute of every game, didn't you, back then?
That's correct, and what had happened is that we lost three guys in December. And that's a halfway mark, just about. And what had happened is that Allen had, I thought, the talent, but he just got into the five of us, and he played us. Matter of fact, the championship game, the five players went the distance and the five-minute overtime. So we played all of that, 45 minutes of basketball without a substitution, and the game was really hardly fought, and man, we came back from 15 points down, so it just shows we were really in good shape. That was one of our strong things. We could run, and I was a cross-country runner, so it really, I fit right into their program of running up and down the court.
Well, a lot of people, when they hear you talk, they probably remember your voice. I remember watching you when you were on television. You broke a color barrier for Indianapolis sportscasters, the first African-American sportscaster in the city of Indianapolis. You also, of course, played for the Indiana Pacers for a couple of years. And this is, I'm sure, a neat experience for people to kind of maybe get to know Jerry Harkness again. I like that personally, and I'm sure that's been fun for you here in the city of Indianapolis. You're doing lots of radio shows and TV interviews, and that's good, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that it would be to this extent. When we won the national championship, we didn't get this much. This is phenomenal. We never got this much publicity, and we did. We won the championship, and they met us at the airport, and there was a lot of hoopla. But this is phenomenal. I mean, they. At the hotels, they send off the players, and oh my God, the press is all there. We didn't have half of this, and we joke about it because we got more recognition being at the game and watching the game than when we won the game in 1963.
Well, I think there's so much going with college basketball. We're talking with Jerry Harkness, who was the captain of the Loyola Ramblers back in 1963 when they won the national championship. And there's so much going on this year, it seems like, in college basketball with the FBI investigation and this and that. And this is a great story, and I think college basketball in general is embracing the Ramblers. Don't you agree that this is good for basketball?
It really is. Our history of being a part of the Game of Change, which is a documentary of our game with Mississippi State, and all that. And all that is positive. It brings back two races getting together in sports and making a difference, and that in itself. And then, of course, you got where the underdogs at Loyola, and the game of change, and then Sister Jean. I mean, it's a very good, positive American story. Yeah. And we talk about the game of change, you get an idea. My son, Gerald, was the one that was the producer and director of that documentary. So it's all here from Indianapolis.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know this story, but Mississippi State had to sneak out of the state of Mississippi to be allowed to go play Loyola, because Loyola had African-American players, and the governor, I think it was, of Mississippi, didn't want that to happen. And so a lot of credit to Mississippi State for doing what they did. But then what a great story. And you say now it's a documentary that tells that really legendary piece of American history, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And to have your own son do it. I mean, this thing is, to me, something different. This is phenomenal. I started playing basketball in my senior year in high school. And the reason why I did this, I played my senior year. I wasn't going to try out my senior year. But I'm at the Harlem Y, and a guy taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, you're not that bad." I look around, and I'm in amazement. And him telling me that, I went out for the team. And I make the team. We win everything, and I get the scholarship to Loyola. And the guy's name is Jackie Robinson. I mean, he started me. So this all comes around. This just doesn't happen. Things don't happen like this. Then your son does a documentary that pretty much, and it's on Mississippi State,
yeah,
and it just recognizes what Mississippi State does. I mean, all of that, you just can't say that all came together by chance. I think, and I've always felt that way, that upper head played a part in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, God had a part in it. God had a plan. You're right. You better believe it. Hey, real quickly, this team this year, Loyola, they got a tough matchup, of course, to take on Michigan. But if you compare them back to your team in 63, I see similarities. This team can really shoot, and their guards are really fast. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Quick guards, fundamentally strong. And I don't mean for this to go hand in hand, but they're second in the nation as far as athletes academically. So they're sharp, they're athletic, they have gotten better in all those areas. And they also care for each other. I mean, those things play a part in how much you get better. I mean, the little small things. And I went to one of their first scrimmages, and a couple of us, and we could tell that these guys liked each other. And we got together, the former players from the 63 team, and they were asking us questions. Mm-hmm. And they were looking at our championship game on the screen there, and we're having lunch together, and they're asking us questions. And they turned out to have a character of their own, and I think they're going to do better. They're a team that's got certain talents that you don't see. How many people you see talk about passing being a great? This is an awesome passing team. They're a good rebounding team. They're a good shooting team. But how many people conversate and say, "Well, this is a great passing, you know, these guys hit that other event, part of the game of basketball, passing."
Well, Jerry, thank you for joining us, and congratulations again. I'll say it, congratulations, because what you did in 63 helped lay the groundwork for 55 years later here in 2018 as the Ramblers get into the Final Four with a chance to win it all. And enjoy yourself in San Antonio.
Oh, I'm looking forward. Are you going to come up there?
No, I won't be able to make it. Yeah, they work me too hard here at Catholic Radio.
Oh,
I can't make that trip.
Well, it's a good station, though.
Yeah, well, thank you. And good luck and have fun.
Okay, you take care.
That's Jerry Harkness, 63 captain of the Ramblers of Loyola, as he's on his way to San Antonio to watch this year's Cinderella story. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. This show, of course, underwritten by AAA Roofing, AAAroofingcompany.com. They're based in Indianapolis, and they are looking for people to come work for them and get on those roofs and make it happen. And it's my pleasure to welcome from AAA Roofing, Tim Roberts. Tim, good to have you on Catholic Sports Weekly. And I kind of mentioned a little bit, you guys are, you're looking to hire people right now, right?
Absolutely. This is the busy time of year from March until the end of the year. We'll be busy. It's a great opportunity to work outside in the summer, in the spring, if we get to a spring anytime soon. but it's a great opportunity to work summer work or all year round as a full-time job.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but just to introduce our listeners to you, Tim Roberts, a longtime worker for AAA Roofing, which is a family-owned business and, of course, underwriters here for our show at Catholic Sports Weekly. Thank you for doing that. I know there's a connection between AAA Roofing and, you know, Jim and Jerry Huntington and just the family back, you know, to Bob. And you guys, for some reason, there's a connection to the world of sports and especially Catholic sports. What is it about that and AAA Roofing? Why is there such a nice connection?
Well, it's incredible. The owner of the company came up through CYO. Jim came up through CYO. We hire Mark McGuire, who just got nominated as the Coach of the Year in the CYO for wrestling. I've coached for 14 years in the CYO. Jim coached when he got done playing. I played in the CYO as well. So we've done a good job of keeping the CYO family involved in our company. The Catholic school type of environment is what we like to keep here. And it's done well. And we love to support the CYO. We love to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of neat working for a family-owned business like AAA Roofing?
Oh, it's fantastic. I've known Jim, and Jim treats not just me like family, who we've been friends for a long time, but anybody that works here is family. He preaches religion. Even at the Christmas function that we have, we bring a priest in from St. Michael's, came in this year and gave a speech. He makes the Catholic school and the Catholic environment even prevalent here at work.
How much does that make it, just an atmosphere that you wanted to be a part of? And maybe, I don't know, maybe you knew it when you took the job there, but is that, you know, what kind of motivates you to lace them up and go to work for AAA Roofing?
Oh, the family, the owner motivates everyone that works here. It is a positive influence. I grew up at Catholic schools and Catholic high schools, and that's kind of the family-oriented atmosphere that I always wanted to be a part of. And we have that atmosphere here, that private school type of image. The family, there's no secrets here. We treat every employee the same as part of this family.
We're talking with Tim Roberts from AAA Roofing and, of course, the underwriter of this show, Catholic Sports Weekly. But the family business, like you said, it extends way past just the people who work there. But you guys, I know, are very supportive of Marion University. And it seems like you give back so much to a lot of the churches and Catholic schools, and I don't want, you know, we got a lot of people, of course, that are associated with schools and churches on here, so I don't want to give it away too much because you guys don't do it all for free, but you really give some great discounts to the Catholic churches and the schools, and that's an important part of your business, isn't it?
We believe in it. We believe in the Catholic school system. We don't give it all for free, but if they ask for help, we want to be a part of it. At any school or any church, we do what we can to help those schools, those churches. We do it because we want to be a part of it. We were born into this. We were raised into this, and this is what we have the opportunity to do. Jim, especially the owner, has an opportunity to help people out. He has an opportunity to be a part of all the archdiocese schools, and he wants to be. That's a part of his life that he wants to keep a part of his life.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned we did off the top about the jobs. We're not joking about that. You guys have what, 14 or 15 positions right now that you're trying to fill, and those are $15 an hour and they have full benefits, 401k. And how would people, you know, first of all, how does someone maybe listen to this? Maybe they know someone that needs a job. How do they?
Well, number one, in our industry, we're elite. There's no one in our industry that's paying for 75% of your insurance. It's offering 401k with a match. That's offering at least $15 an hour with raises every year. Have bonuses every year. That don't lay off in the winter. We're elite when it comes to that, and it goes back to the whole Catholic school mentality. We want to take care of our people. We want them to work here. We don't want to. Our turnover is unbelievable. Nobody leaves here. We have 15 employees that have been here more than 20 years.
Goodness.
And that's incredible. And I'm not talking about guys inside this office. I'm talking about guys in the field. 15 guys in the field, over 20 years of experience here. And that's incredible. We need 65, 70 guys in the field right now. We're at 45, 50. So we're looking for 15 people to come full-time and to buy in. And our five supervisors now that we have all started out on the roof. They've moved up into a position of some guys who want to stay out in the field. Some guys have come inside, our salesmen now, or estimators, or managers. So he does a good job of taking care of all those guys as well.
And if people are interested in maybe they, for them or someone they know, AAARoofingCompany.com, that's a good way,
you can
right?
Go online. That's right. AAARoofing.com. You can go online and you can fill out an application there. You could come to 910 North Highland Avenue. We'd interview pretty much on the spot. You'd fill something out. We interview right there. So there's ways. You could also call 635-2928, area code 317-635-2928.
Wait a minute. Call say in that, there, you go say online, that again you, slower. Say that again
I'm sorry,
slower.
I will. Yeah, 317-635-2928.
Okay. Good.
Or online, AAARoofingCompany.com.
Now back to sports a little bit. This is Catholic Sports Weekly. I imagine that you find people who competed in high school sports or maybe down through CYO are good employees, people that have sort of that teamwork mentality. Because I would imagine roofing, it's a team up there on the roof.
Oh, absolutely. We believe in the CYO system. We also love the sports mentality. Obviously, I played sports in college. Our estimator played sports at Cathedral High School. Our lead guy out in the field, he's a wrestling coach in the CYO, and he was a wrestler all the way up into college. Our service manager, he's a karate, black belt karate guy who traveled all over the country. So we have got a lot of sports-minded people that we believe in that mentality, that toughness, and that type of mentality is well in our business. With customers and the guys that work out in the roofs.
Mm-hmm. How concerned are you about the future of youth football and college football and on up? Because of, you know, there's a lot of the worry about the concussions as well. There should be. I mean, it's a dangerous game that can be very violent. But I know, I believe, and that if I think the CYO, and this is not official, so if Bruce Cyphers wants to call me and say, well, you're wrong, but I've heard the numbers used to be like at an all-time high, they were maybe over 150 Indianapolis area CYO football teams, And now those numbers are down into the 70s. And that's a drastic, you know, it's half what it used to be as far as kids participating in CYO football. There is a concern, but is it a real concern? Or what do you think? You said you coached, what, 14 years. What do you see, you know, at the, you know, third, fourth grade level, fifth, sixth grade level of what's being done in CYO that maybe helps, you know, balance that fear a little bit?
Well, it is a concern, but there's several factors that have aided it, not just the concussions. You've got travel football where kids are playing too much football. They're playing in the CYO, then they go on and play all summer long. I think that's too much. I think coaches have had to change. I surely don't do what I did 14 years ago. We don't go out and practice 5 days a week and put pads on and hit all 5 days a week. We only have 1 day a week where we have contact. The other days are more technique. The number one drill I start every practice with is rugby style tackling, which is get your head to the side, which in our day you want to get your head across the body. Now you want to get your head to the side and use your shoulder to make tackles. We work that every single day. That's a drill we work at every single practice. So there's changes that's been made. CYO has mandated some of the changes. Just like high school and professional sports have done, they've mandated changes in the amount of hitting that you do. And CYO's also done a good job with heads up, yeah. And they've done a nice job with USA football to involve all these other things so that teach these coaches that you can't do what you used to do. You just can't go out and have the kids hit each other all day long and make them as tough as you once thought they were. Kids haven't changed. I always love to tell the story. The kids haven't changed. We have to change for them. The kids are still in fourth grade, are still the same age that they were 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have to change our ways of doing things because there's still 10-year-olds, or there's still 8-year-olds, or there's still 14-year-olds playing CYO football that you've got to teach them, and you've got to show them what you've learned through all this training that they give you. So in trouble, I think, but the kids that still want to play football, they still play football, and you still got champions. You got 70 teams, I think. I think that's what you said, and it's clearly down. It's the numbers are probably 40% down, and I believe that's what you quoted. That's true, but it's also there's other factors that kids don't want to play sports in general. I know the basketball numbers, the wrestling numbers were down this year. Baseball numbers have changed because of travel baseball and because of the different places you can play. So I think there's a lot of issues. And concussions is surely one big one. The number one thing we work on is to protect the kid and protect their heads. If you're a good coach and you've been around, that's what you know is number one anymore.
I know a lot of things. We're talking with Tim Roberts. He's with AAA Roofing, longtime CYO coach. But one thing I think a lot of programs have done, I've seen, is have like Mom's Day or even Dad's Day or Parents' Day, where they bring the parents on the field with the kids and kind of, show them that this is safer than maybe some of the advertisements want to say, and that if they can maybe learn more respect and more trust in those youth football coaches, it might help the whole process. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The first thing in the CYO tells you to do this, and if you go through St. Michael's agenda, the number one thing we do, the very first practice, is a parents' meeting. And we explain to them it's not the way it used to be. We work on technique. If we tell your kid not to put your head across and spear a guy, and you tell him it's all right, we're going to tell the kid he's wrong. We want it to be done the right way. We want them to make the tackle, but we want them to be safe, number one. And we tell the parents that. We have a meeting, and the CYO started that. The CYO went to the schools and said, always have a meeting to start your season with the parents. We go as far as we have films that we ask the parents to come to. We want to explain to them why we're telling them to do it this way on a film. And it's so much easier to look at a kid on a film and say, hey, this is what he's doing wrong. We're not filming the games to tell them this is what you got to do to win. We want the parents to see this is what he did wrong when he tackled that way. That's why he got hurt. So I know we're not the only ones doing it. I tell you another great thing about CYO football. The coaches that are in that organization, Brian Elson, Catholic Academies, 14 to 20 years, over there, and Keith Cox down on the east side, and Mike Smejo over at St. Michael's. These coaches have put 10 to 20 years in it, and they do what's right for these kids. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. All the way down to third and fourth grade games, you'll see the same coaches year in and year out that are really a part of these kids as far as health-wise now, yeah. that they've changed and learned that's what's more important.
There's a lot of dedication, I know, at St. Michael's with you, and you can't retire yet, Tim. I know you're talking about retirement, but you got to keep coaching. Come on,
yeah.
You'll say it right here. Say it on the air that I'm going to keep coaching.
Yeah,
yeah, he won't
after,
say it.
After we get done with this, you call my wife and you ask her if it's still okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you again for AAA Roofing. What's the phone number again if there's people out there looking for a job that may want to go to work?
That is 317-635-2928.
All right. You got big Easter plans this weekend? Are you ready for a big?
Absolutely. We've since I was a kid, the Easter Bunny still comes to my grandma's house. Now it's actually at my aunt's house. But they still put nickels and quarters and dimes into the eggs, and the kids run around like crazy to get $2-3. So we still do the same thing.
That's good. It's called tradition, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Will.
That's Tim Roberts from AAA Roofing. Again, their website, AAARoofingCompany.com. We're going to take a break back to wrap up this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this timeout.
We'll leave the light on for you. That's the welcome Motel 6 extends to weary travelers. The light of faith is always on at our churches, and it'll be burning bright this Easter Sunday. If you've been away from your community of faith, why not reconnect this Easter Sunday? I promise you, no matter how long you've been away, the light's still on for you. From your friends at Catholic Radio.
Renewing minds.
Got my eyes off my worries and onto God.
Transforming lives.
It's amazing that one word can just transform you, that word that you want to hear.
Catholic Radio Indy.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. A big thank you to Jerry Harkness, the 1963 captain of the national champion Loyola Rambler team. And he joined us today here on Catholic Sports Weekly. He's on his way to San Antonio, and we wish him the very best. Enjoy yourself, Jerry. Enjoy the memories, and enjoy making new ones with this year's Rambler basketball team. Thank you for joining us today. And also to Tim Roberts from AAA Roofing. AAA Roofing, our underwriter here, we do appreciate their support. Thank you for listening. Go Loyola, right? How could you not be for Loyola at this point? And we'll see you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.